is very mild. That is the Chumash Mikveh, so that means that there is very big. But if you take the basket and you set it up as a mechitzah over the whole length of the mikveh, so then you divide the mikveh of them so into two mikvois chaseres. But you'll say, in total, they add up shiveres an eight. So the male, it should divide, should be married in the two waters in order to affect tzirut. We don't say tzirut. Only for the purpose of affecting chibur, we apply tzirut. But of many nikobim into one big neket of shiveres an eight. But not to affect ill, not effective. So then the in the Shulchan Aruch like Sima Reshale Sif Nuveis. הבור לארץ מקווה פוסל וחוסר מקווה כושר להכשירי או ששניהם חסרים ובור לארץ ולהכשירו צורר שהיא נקב שביניהם אוכל תשבר הסמאי ולאחר שניסה מבפסול עם הכושר אפילו רגע נשאר אילום בהכשירי אפילו נסתמן נקב רכי כל שיאמי תשבר הסמאי במעטי אפילו דובר שהוא מפריע סמאי סוף יקים הנקב פה תשבר הסמאי דבר פוסל אם יש לי קודם דעת שמהר ונסתר תשבר הסמאי אם המקווה יחוד שולם והבייס חוסר אבל שניהם חסרים אינן קובעים הדקי מצטר משבר הסנאי זה רבי יושיט אם המקווה יחוד שולם והבייס חוסר זו מקובעים דקי מהרבה מנו מניות מקובעים like the poles in the basket אם תאותו אין שבר הסנאי זה המצווה but אם שניהם חסרים אינן קובעים הדקי מצטר משבר הסנאי so the שכנוך פסטנס So, and then Ramos says, V'yohadim, im chovak mikve b'sar lo b'sak, im inshio mikve b'sadechot post. So both the Mechaber and Ramos passed on the Ralech of Yoshi. Now, you'll see, the Dogon Mevovo, the Dogon Mevovo, and the Gilead Mashor, they both mention, Ayin b'tshubas hacham tzvi simen leiz, simen men shachir kost. And he says, that not only that Nikovim Dakim Harvey cannot be mitzuret to affect Iru, he cannot be mitzuret to affect Chiburim. So then you ask, why does the why does the Gemara say that if you put many kilos money in the basket and then you dump the basket in the mikveh, so the tefillah is able for all the kilos money? So he says it's not because of the tefillah, because if you dump the basket and the water of the mikveh flows above, is so far gabay of the mouth of the basket, so then we don't have to resort to the aloha of shivar asanei. Then we have actual communion. Actual communion. This is what the Chacham Tzvi says. Now, what is the shite of the Rash? It's not clear. So he says, Shmamino, the ayra bin misarim derech ha-mikobim me'ir ha-mayim. Hachom is batam. וכיחו כונסה כשני מקוויס so then now it's much more from the Rash that he agrees with the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi because if the Rash had agreed with the Shita of the Rabbio so it's on the basis of Tzimuf of Ben Nikomim Dak in Ktan so the Rash would say that he doesn't mention a word about Shiver Esanei he says we don't have to resort to the fact that the Shiver HaSanei he says see because misalvim derech hamkomim meil ha-mayim so in other words the water goes through so then there is mamish commitment alright I think that the Rashite is like the Chacham Tzvi alright now my release of Gidara אפילו במוקים שיש בי ארבעים סוב חבוני, זה פשוט נתן לכמון, ועיקר בקזר של היר, כי בשביל פי אז הוא עשיין, למים, המים שבסי חון שובים, המים שבסי חון שובים, כי יצאת יעס, הם עדים על מה לאיסם דרך של היר, וביסח לי כפרי חשינון, ואין פייס לנסמית, כאן יביתי סרף, הרי בו שאין לו יוקר לי, ואיסי קורא מיקרה, צריך או שיפר לסמאי, ובי מיום קולצ'ו, רבי יהודה אימר משום בי שמי, בחליגות ובעבות לוחם וקוט מרובה, קום כן, שתשומו יקרים ניסיקו למקרה, אבל פיו שפיצה קולצ'ו, כאילו שביסך היתר, איתו הרציני עד שהיו פיו שפרס עלי, פירש ובי מיום קולצ'ו, נאו פירושי, נאו יזמפור את זה, ובי מיום קולצ'ו, אם הרי וזו, be my own side of the negative culture. Now in this deceptive we have a very big chidesh. And the Rashbun Shalamai mentions it. But the Yosef says that since the Rambam we go down to the Shem and the two, they don't mention it, so that means that they hold that our Mishneh in not mentioning this thing of the Yosefte is chayim of the Yosefte. But according to the Yosefte and the Rashbun Shalamai past. Now, we have our law that in order to be married in Kuwait, so we have to have what kind of a connection? Shazanit. But this deceptor says that's only to affect Irub and Chibur to a mikveh. So we need Shazanit. Mashiach to affect Irub and Chibur to a mayon. We don't need Shazanit. But in Mashiach also affects Chibur. So, this one is set to say. He says. Arebo is a big talk, a big cave. She will cave. We seek on the mikveh, and we place it adjacent to the mikveh. And there is contact between the water and the mikveh, and the water in the arebo. Tzchircho shifkar asaneh. But in the mind kosher, when do we require that there should be a shifkar asaneh connection? Only when it was placed adjacent to a mikveh. But if the arev was placed adjacent to a mayon, if the arev was placed adjacent to the mayon, so then it affects chibur even with less than. Why should there be a distinction? I mean, it's very strange. But that's the din of the deceptive. And the Rashbam Shalamayim passes. Mr. Yosef says, since the Rambam and the Smag and the Tur, they don't mention this din, even though there is such a deceptive, because they hold that inasmuch as the Mishneh, when it discusses Shirah Sanei, does not say, so that means that the Mishneh is Chelik on this deceptive. Alright, now, when my culture is able to be my inside negative culture, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishum Bishamai V'loi Mishum Dibisilel Plide Elo Mibishamai Shomo Teida Dimas Nisim Kotonelo Mishum Stam Yilgabishayki Shibisela Udi Plide Bisham Bisham. Because Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishum Bisham B'chlikot Ubavot Vochim. Now, the same Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned now in Mishneh, but there in the Mishneh he doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishum Bishamai. So that means Rabbi Yehuda says he's Alokhe Alibi Kulal, Alibi Bisil too. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda mentions it just in the name of Bisham. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda heard it from the Chachma Bisham. Rabbi Yehuda heard it from the Chachma Bisham. That doesn't mean that Bisil Achille, there are certain Alokhes, in respect to which there is a machleke between Chachma Bisham and Chachma Bisil. But most of the Alokhes, that there is no machleik between Chachma Bisham Bisil. That happens to be one of the halachas that Rabbi Yehuda heard from the Chachma Bisham, not from the Chachma Bisil. But it's not only machleik. V'lo Yishum Bisil Pli. El Bisham Bisham Peida Masnis Koton Lo Mishum Stam. He doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda Eino Mishum Bishamai. The Kabashenke Shem Bisela Udi Pli Bisham Bisil Eino. We said, "Well, look, Abishenke Samlovo, the Abishenke Shem Bisela, Mashma Dibin Rabbi Yehuda Bichshiveres, Almeki Bisil Sirli." So he only says it's no hech, but it's not another rush in the rush. The rush, shita is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say it just alivin bishamai. He heard it from bishamai, but Rabbi Yehuda said it alivin kol alivin. He alivin bishil. After pi shepiv tzar kolchu kiv the pi v'maylo amayim tzok nalgabo have chibur. There is a connection. Have a chibur bechol shem. Avo kishemati lao tzidei in mischaba lemailo elu natsa lichkar v'inon kishvifeares. Now, This deceptive is a very important deceptive, because there is a machlokes rishonim in the pshat in this deceptive. Now, this deceptive says, kumkum is a kelim. Shumomikelim, the sikalim mikre, apo pifshe pifzar, the mouth is very narrow, less than shveres alei. So, koshu, kelim shebisech a kelim. He told out sike, ache hei bipiv, kishveres alei. So in other words, so the deceptor says, suppose you have many needles that are on it, and you don't want to behave the needles individually, because that will be a great hardship. So all you do, you take a bottle, let's say, you take a bottle, and you dump the needles into the bottle, and then you immerse the bottle with the needles in a mikveh, and then they become toy. So then he says, even though the mouth of the bottle of the cook is less than that as an A, it's still a good feeling. But he tore out today, suppose you take the bottle and you don't think, let's say, this is the bottle. This is the bottle. You don't pull the needles in. And you immerse it. Even though the mouth of the bottle is less than an eight, so it's a good feeling. But suppose you put the bottle like this on its side. You put the bottle by the side. So then the feeling will not be able for all the needles, unless there is a shvaferes an eight in the mouth of the bottle, or there is an eche. But less than an eight, not. The question is now, we learn in the Mishnah here before, so we learn Glish Umorikin, the Vivon Arimutin, the Mitoba in a Maimu Robin, actually Robin Kishwarasani. So the Moran Hadige explains it. In other words, the range of the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Glee itself requires it. So then, it doesn't require a Shvaras Aleit connection. But the same from the Mishneh has reference to the case where the Dli itself does not require Tvil. So then, the Tvil is able for the Kelim that are dumped in the Dli only if there is a Shvaras Aleit connection. So, it seems that there is a Machlokes Kishen. The Tesis read in Chagigah, he says that when does the Mishnah say that when the Mishnah says Grishu Morikim Vitvilon Arilu Teirim, so it means Vitvilon Arilu Teirim only if the Gli itself requires Teirim, and it was stable the Gli. So Mele, water has to enter the Gli in order to be retired the Gli. If water will not enter the Gli, into the tank of the Gli, so the Gli itself will not become Nita. So, now we couldn't say that the water that enters the Gli, if the mouth of the Gli is less than Veras Amei, that the water that enters into the Gli becomes Shol. How could we say it becomes Shol? Well, now, begin, water has to enter into the Gli. So it doesn't become Shol. So since it's not Shol, we got the Taras Agli, it's not Shol, regarding Taras, Hakim Maktanim Shebiseich. And it's considered Mechuda to the Mikveh, because that's the Aloche of Tfilah. So, Mashay Kein, this is the Reish of the Mishnah. Gli Shul Molikim Vid Vilon Harayu Teirim. Harayu Teirim. So, in other words, Gli Molikim Vid Vilon. In other words, the Gli itself was Nidba. So then it's Soya. Vimloitobal, but suppose the Gli itself doesn't require Tfilah, so then in Amayim Meorobin, Achiyim Meorobin, Kishifaras Aleit. Achifaras Aleit. So that means that if the Gli itself is Soya, doesn't require Tfilah, so then if the mouth of the Gli is Leshifaras Aleit, so you cannot realize it through it, and the minerals that are inside the blade, just because water entered into it. Because then the water that enters into the tail of the blade becomes short, since it's not necessary for water to enter into the tail of the blade in order to retire the blade. The blade doesn't even require any drilling, so mainly it becomes short. So, but if the mouth has a shvaras and aid, so then it's mechuber to the water in the beak. Anyway, according to this read, when the Tisefta says that kumkum shel moli kelim v'isikeli mikre af al pi shel piv tzar koshu kelim shel b'seichi toye teiri, so it has reference to the case where the kumkum itself requires it. But if the kumkum itself doesn't require tefillah, so then if the piv is sar, the tefillah is nothing. And then the Tisefta concludes, he told Al-Tzidei, actually with 50 shvaras aleh, suppose the grief, the kumkum requires tefillah, but he doesn't immerse the kumkes completely. He just puts the kumkes like this, Al-Tzidei. He puts it in the mikveh. So the melee part of the kele is above the level of the mikveh, if he puts it out today. So the melee tefillah is not even for the kumkes anyway, even though it requires them. So, but since tefillah is not even for the kumkes anyway, so the melee, the water that enters, now this is the mouth. This is the mouth of the cook, and he puts it outside. So the male water goes inside and fills up the cook, and all the needles inside are immersed completely in the water. But since the cook itself does not become weaker, because part of the cook bulges above the level of the water. So, of what avail is the fact that the kumkes itself is domain requires tefillah? But it's not mita. So if it's not mita, so merely the water that enters into the tail of the kumkes is shown. So how can it be mitaya the needles that are in the tail of the kumkes? This is what the thesis says. However, the Rash in Perikhes Mishetes, a few days ago I asked you to go over the Rash in Tyrus, in Perikhes Mishnetes, and he applies this Tisefta even to the case where the Kumken itself is Torah. Even the case. Now, the Tesis Reed says, that this Tisefta has reference to the case where the Kumken itself is Torah. So, if the kumkes itself is tomei, and if you immerse the kumkes, alpiyo like this, so melee, the tefillah is aimed for the kumkes, and it's not shown the water that enters into the teich of the kumkes, so melee, it's mitaya the kei, ktanim, biseicha kumkes also. And it's not kumkes also. But even if the kumkes itself is tomei, but if he's matter al-tzido, so the tefillah is not even for the kumkes, so maybe the water that enters into the kumkes becomes shoal, so maybe the kelim are not mita, unless the mouth itself is shvaras aleh. So then we apply the aloche of the old mikroyes, shvaras aleh. This is what the thesis says. However, the Rashi Perikhes Mishnetes in Tares, he applies this Mishneh. He applies not this Mishnah, this price of the Tisefta, to the case where the Kumken is Toya. So even in the case where the Kumken is Toya, but if you dump the Kumkes into the Mikre like this, and the Mea Mikre is a well double, so even though the mouth of the Kumkes is Lashon Shvaras Aleh, so then the Tefillah is able for the needles inside the Kumkes. He is chilekar basis. Why? Because the answer is very simple. Just as we saw in the Raibet says det nadrajet amin, det erdosh, det midrabono, kele is mufti of the aloha of your mikvois. But see the thing of Migdol, so then the judges the case were in Zofal Gabor. So then we have actual community. So then it's not shy of the same kele is mufti of you. So the same swore is mentioned by the Rash, in other words. The price in this FDS reference to Ikunkes that the historia doesn't require fear. So you can steal, and its mouth is very narrow. So you can dump, let's say, 50 needles inside the Ikunkes. And then you dump. This is the mouth. This is the mouth of the Ikunkes. It's less than Zarasanei. And then you dump it like this. And the water of the mikveh is Sofal Gabor. So true, we don't have the aloche of the mikveh Shverasanei, but since the water of the mikveh is Sofal Gabor, so we have actual yirud. So we don't need Shverasanei. When do we have to, when do we require Shverasanei? When there is no actual yirud. But our pidin there has to be yirud. So only if there is a Shverasanei connection. But if the water of the mikveh is Sofal Gabor, so then we have actual yirud. So the price can put a minute more manuri if he immersed it like this, but he told out Zigay. So the water of the mikveh does not float above the whole kele. He didn't push the kele, the kumkes, so that water of the mikveh would float above. So that means this is the level of water, and part of the kele bulges above the level of water. Since it doesn't, the water of the mikveh is not, doesn't suffer double, so there is no actual communion. And it seems the mouth of the gunkes is less than Shveras Alei, so we have no thing of Yerovina. So melee, the tefillah is not there. The tefillah is not there. In other words, according to this is the whole price that says, the whole price that says that if the kumkes is immersed completely with the mouth upward, so into the mikveh, so then the tefillah is ela, even though the mouth of the kumkes is narrow, so only the kumkes itself is tomei and requires tefillah. But if the kumkes itself is toya and doesn't require tefillah, so even though you immerse it like this, it's not toya. According to the Rash in Tavis, according to Rash in Tavis, even in the case where the kumkes itself doesn't require tefillah, but and the mouth is narrow, less than Shverasanei, but if you immerse it like this, so the tefillah is there for all the needles inside the kumkes, but there is no yirud of the Shverasanei, then the reason we don't have to resort to your Shverasanei, because there is an actual kumkes. Now, what is the shite? What is the shite of the Tesis Reed? So apparently, the shite of the Tesis Reed is when there is an actual communion, when there is an actual communion, so then we don't have to resort to the halacha of Shverasanei. But here, in view of the fact that all the needles are contained in the kele, so it's not considered miure, even though it's a halacha. If it wouldn't be is contained in the kele, in the clay kibble, so then the fact that it's so far gabov makes it pure, an actual communion. But in case where they are in a kele, so according to this read, even though it's so far gabov, it's not considered pure. It's not considered pure. See, there is no doubt that, let's say, if you have in the mikveh, sometimes you have in the mikveh. So, in the bulk of the mikveh, you have a lot of water, you have water shepherd. And there might be there at one corner, so water doesn't, there is no substantial quantity of water, but just single drops. So in such a case, it would be considered newer. If somebody would be madgo a needle, let's say, at the end of the mikveh, where just a few drops of water reach, so because it's not in the kele, it's in the same object. Mashein came, the needles are placed in the kumta, so it's a kele. So the mele, So if there is no Shafaras Hamid connection, even though it's of Al Gadol, it's not considered Mior. Now, the Mishnah Chayne says, the Mishnah Chayne in Taras says that according to the Rash, this deceptor has reference to both situations. According to the Tisus Reed, so this deceptor has reference to the case where the Kumkum itself requires Tefillah. And but the Rash says that it is reference to the case where the Kumkum itself is Toya. But even when the Kumkes itself is Tome, now there is a Machlekes Achayim. What would the Rash say in the case where the Kumkes itself is Tome? And the mouth of the Kumkes is less than Shevaras Hamid. Less than Shevaras Hamid. And he's not, he doesn't immerse it like this. But he's not out here. So I think that the Duritana says that according to the Rash, in the case where the Kumkes itself is Tomei, where the Kumkes itself is Tomei, so then even if he is Matel al Tzido and water goes in, so the Tzido is there. That's what the Duritana says, but it's not Mistaba. It's more Mistaba like the Mishnah Chayim, that in the case where the Kumkes itself is stomach, but the mouth of the Kumkes is less than Shevaras Hamid, and he's Mata al Tzido, so then there is no actual inconvenience. The water of the mikveh is not so Gabo. So the Mele, since there is no actual communion, and there is no evil about Shevaras Hamid either, why should it really be alien? So what if the Kumkes itself requires Tefillah? Bishlaimi, the Kumkes itself requires Tefillah. And the Kumkes itself is nitbar for the same Tefillah. So then we understand. So the mind is not Jove, regabe the Kumkes, so we may lay here too. But since the Kumkes itself is not meat out of this feeling. It's not meat out because the upper portion of the Kumkes bulges above the level of the water. So Meicha Teich said that Tefillah should be able for the needles that are inside the Teich of the Kumkes. But there is no Yilud Mikvayis Kishveres Hamid. And actually Yilud there isn't either. So it's Mistabra, like the Mishnah Achim is Pshat in the Rash. Whereas according to the Tesis Reed, so this deceptor has reference exclusively to the case where the Kumkes itself is found. So then, even when the Kumkes itself is found, so then it can only be Nitya if it is Sotel Gabo. But if it's Ito Al Tzide and the water of the mikveh is not Sotel Gabo, then the needles do not become toya. So the Mashenke, if the Kumkes itself doesn't require Tefillah, so even if he immerses it completely, so then the Tefillah is not ill, because it's not considered pure, even though it's of Al-Gabo, in view of the fact that the needles are contained in the Klei Kibbutz. So mainly it's not considered Miure, even though the water is Sof Al-Gabo. So the Shite of the Rashi is that it doesn't make any difference whether the Kumkes itself is Tomei and requires Tefillah, or the Kumkes itself is Tomei and doesn't require Tefillah, if you are tailored like this, and the water of the mikveh is Sof Al-Gabo, so there is actual communion, so the Tefillah is Eile for the needles. But if it's Ito Al Tzide and there is no actual communion, so in both situations, so the Tefillah is not there. Whether the Kumkes itself is Tomei or the Kumkes itself is Toei, so the Tefillah is still not there. Is not there for the Kelim Matkani Pisechat. Right. Gister. Svoseo le mailom na mai, va flohe kim ni shevat nu, batu ni meo adat mikve, ukshir la adwa kiu. Al gabe kwecheres, di moi sagi sret neyonit, no mayin shem seicho, vi di moi sakeli, abo nim hoyu, mayin zot, no yagut misre koshu, suwe mikabra mayin tume, kidi di mechabre mamesh. In other words, if, let's say, if you put the needles in a gister, gister is a shevakel, and there are certain cracks, so the water from the mikveh goes through those breaks, those cracks in the gister. So the male had the water inside the gister. So the male had the needles that are immersed in the water that is in the tail of the gister are considered as being immersed in the water of the mikveh. But while the needles become toy of the original tumeh, but then when he picks up the gister and there are needles in it, and then he picks up the gister, and so if he picks up, so ti avo mit moson avo mei al gaf becheres, because the moment he picks it up from the bottom of the mikveh, while the water, so while the water is still in the teich of the gister, so mimele, then the water becomes tome, because it's in the teich of the klichares, and one of the chesdobo is that mashkin is mitamei kele. Alright. Of place, if you know who is if you tano, mitano tome, mitamei. As a yadayim, the mitame yodo, afyod of teirei shapu, no gunit belu. So, in view of the fact that the water, there is so much water, that there is a lot of water, there is continuity of water, even above the limits of the teich of the tamer. So, while the yadayim were in the teich of the tamer, this is the teich of the tano. So while the yadayim were in the teich of the tano, so the yadayim became tome. But there is a lot of water over and above the teich of the tano. So the mele, as he comes out and he pulls up his hands, so his hands are outside the teich of the tano, and still they are immersed in water. So the immersion in the water above the teich of the tano is mitayu yadayim. Right. Tanya b'di said, Mayan ayyitzim in atame, v'hitlu b'itzomun, with alas, imo yu atzokin al gabon kinu an arom eteir. Suppose there is a tano, and then a mayon, a spring, flows, passes through the tano, and then he immerses a reddish, or a gold, in that water in the mayon, inside the tank. So, imo yu amayim tzokin al gabon kinu an, you cannot be mitayer an eichel. If an eichel becomes tome, so you cannot immerse the eichel in the mikveh and make it toya. So you love that. Feel the mission to me. They ain't feel of eichel in el moloshim with a bow pitech, behemoth, was not dochet. We know you do. He means he immersed the radish or the gold in the water. Harim teir, avo pishe noga vitano tome, dim chuborim rimach shere asim islishu. In other words, so true that the tano is a kli tomei, kli cheres tomei, and the halacha is that if you put an eicher in the teich of a kli cheres, so a kli cheres is mitame eichli miteich. Now here the tano, true the tano is installed in the karke, but its torture is a chibrei, so it still has a shem kli cheres, so it's still is mikabotume, and this tano that is installed in the karka is tome. So mele, if you immerse the radishes in the mayan that passes through the tano, so mele it should be mikabotume. But in order to be mikabotume, the neichol should be mikabotume. So it must be muhshar. It has to be qualified by being moistened by water. Now here it was certainly moistened, because it was moistened by the water of the mayon that presses through the tunnel. In other words, if this is the Tirch of the Kabbalah, and then there is a Maya, and then I put the radishes, I immerse the radishes in the water of the Maya. So the Maya becomes moist, and it happens to be the Tirch of the Kabbalah. So the radishes should become tamei, should become good from the teich of the kucheres that is tamei. The answer is: suppose the radishes would be completely dry and wouldn't become moistened by water, it couldn't be become tamei. Even if a dry radish that was never moistened would come in contact with the shallots, it wouldn't become tamei, because it has to be mukhshal kavos tamei by becoming moistened by water. But here, it was moistened by water. But by which kind of water was it moistened? Okay. The water of the Mayim. The water of the Mayim is Mayim Chaborim. And Mayim Chaborim do not have a Chalisha Mashto. So they cannot be Machshia. They cannot prepare the Eichel, the radishes, to be ready to be become to me. So, and then, that's why it says, so, Arenu Tehrin, Afa Pi, Shinoga Bitanu, Tomei, Dim Chuborim, Oi Mirchere, Ati Nislishu, Dehodi Mirchere, Bechrekam, Dim Sochim, Hani, Kishechiburam, Boa, Leicha, Vahakach Nislishu, Kishesiliko, Eichle, Min Amayim, Abel Hoche, Hari Amayim, Al Gabatanu, Kimunui, Shotanu, Vishal Galas, Nimzo, Dach, Lusil, Kimashim, Min Amayim, Wikinoga Bitanu, because true, when you take out the radishes from the tunnel, so there are still drops of the Mayan water and the radishes, but it cannot be carried to me. And now the drops are detached from the carpet, so they are machshia. So if now the sherets would come in contact, or now you would put it in the klicheres tove, so the radishes would come to me. But the moment you pull it out from the tank of the tunnel, as long as it is in the tank of the tunnel, so the water is mechuga. When does the water become tolush? The drops on the radish. When do they become tolush? After you detach it, you pull it out from the tunnel. When you pull it out from the tunnel, it cannot become tolush because it's not in the teich of the tunnel. It's not in the teich. But if the water of the Mayon doesn't fill up the whole teich of the tunnel, just let's say the teich of the tunnel, the level of the tunnel is here, and the water would reach only up to here, so then, once you take it out, you pull it out above the level of water, and it still remains within the teich of the tunnel, so, and there are drops on the radishes, and those drops are tolush, so they are machshir, the radish to be covered to me, and it still happens to be within the teich, within the confines of the tunnels, so it's covered to me. Masha'inke, if the level of water goes above the level of the teich of the tunnel, so mele, the moment you take it out from the teich of the tunnel, as long as it is in the teich of the tunnel, so the water on top of the radishes are mechuba to the maya. And when does the water on the radishes become tolush? Only after you pull it out from the teich of the tunnel. Once you pull it out from the teich of the tunnel, so there is no teich of the tunnel that can be mitame the radishes. So true, it's already mukhshia to become mitame. But there is no teich of the tunnel. Abaga, you have the whole machshav if I come to the tzoch ma'am shabu ma'am bo kishe silik ha'ich on amayi aval hoche hari amayi ma'ugav hatano kimui shotonu mishotolas nimtso that you will see compassion in Amayu, we can no go be done. All right, now we won't go over there. It's already time. Okay, now, so for Sunday, so we'll have to go over. We have to finish the sixth parak, and then you should be prepared on the first two Mishnahs in Perek Shvi. The first mission is with the Rav's Pshat. Just all the Rishayim and the rest of the Mishnah, and the Rav's Pshat, the first mission, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And that has to do, and you should go over the Rash and the Rambam and the first two Mishnah Sotim. Because Tefesh should do with snow, whether one could be tabled in snow.
Sunday, December 6, 1981, Yud Kesel of Hashanah Tav Shem Mem Beis, Blayan Hor.
Now, we finish the period with the Rav Batanoch. Now, the Mishnah, we left off in the Rash, the Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah Zayin. Here with Mikvoyens, Kishvara Samei, Kiubio, Chololo, Kishnei, Tzvoyes, Chesis, and Kema. So be Kishvara Samei, so be Kishnei, Kishvara Samei, Psuam, Nishimato, Achen, Kedais, Mambes, Kedais, Mambel, Hadosh, and Asher, Koshiyam, Kishvara Samei, Mimato, Rapshim, Gamil, and Akonshim, Bria Samai, and Toy. Now the Rav, I'm in the Rash. אל מקווייס מקווה חוסר שבצד מקווה שולם אינמה בזה חוף ובזה עשר ומסעב עם המים דרכי צנקי ששיעור ניצר במקווייס להכשיר לנו כאילו יש בכל אחד ואיך לבוא עם סוף so here we have to resort to אילו כי שוורס הלאי כל השניס לפי הנאי שישיר החלל החריץ גאובי או חלולו שאו פרד בני כפיצה זבוי ישחיל ומקים ומספקי וכל הנקד ברווח והני כי בסיוע יהוד בסיפר ידל אבל בשם אמרים עד שאיפרי סרובה הוא סיפר כמה ויבומס מייסה לו ושום פרש הוא התיק שעוד הקיימו ופרקבי זדיגיתם תפייח לתפייח חיבו ואוכל בו יקשבר הסמי ובסך הסתרס נאמה פרשתיו בסי פרק חס now you should have gone over the Rash and Perek Ches Mishne Tes in Taz you're not going over inside because it's too long but of course in order to go over that Rash in Perek Ches Mishne Tes so first you have to go over the whole thesis that design you did because it's really based upon the sheet of thesis So there that in Perkhes Mishtetes, the Rash mentions the whole sheet the whole sheet of Ramatan and the sheet of Ramatan. I mean you go over the Perkhes Mishtetes and the Rash. Alright. Koji Ami being off of Israelis the Yafkushin Adum in the naked Mati Jur. The Priya Samayim Kigin Yafkushin Adum in Felbis this work, timely set. שתי אצבעי שם ולבין אלה שקורדו ורואי מארבע בטרח in other words when we say שתי אצבעי so that means לבין אלה שקורדו ורואי מארבע בטרח כזייס נעביר חדוש מהשרץ סופי כי יש בהם כי שיעו סופי כי שיעו סופי כי תומי שכל גם שיעו מהטבע ושיעו מלסי כי סופי כי תומי פירש ולוי מארבע בטפח משם דם לינון עם נוחס לטפח ארבע בגודו שיט ביזוד חסה חומש באצבע ואש וחשתה באצבע היבן in other words when we say that a tefach what is a tefach? A tefach is actually a fistful the size but how is it measured? So it can be measured let's say with four agudulim thumbs, and then, chomesh be'etzba, in other words, this is the agudu, and this is the amo, and this is the etzba. So in other words, we can measure a tefach of four aguduim. Or and sheet bisutrese, in other words, six of the size of the small finger, or five of the etzba. In other words, five of this. So when we say here that the Shveres Aleid is the neket that could be drawn over the diameter of two etzba, so v'hashte be'etzba hi'abin. So in other words, so we see that the etzba has the in between the sides. In other words, the thumb, the width of the thumb is the biggest of all the fingers, and then the width of the zeres is the smallest, and the width of the etzba, that's in between. So in other words, so it has to be a circle, the neck has to be as large that it could be drawn over these two etzbois as the arm. Vishur and Yidim Seifrim. So when it says, Yom HaShiru Yikrim Natir Vishur and Yidim Seifrim, it doesn't mean Yidim Seifrim, the Rabbonim. Kerim Ha'aloch L'mesh Mesina. Things that are grounded in the Kabbalah, that are not spelled out in the Torah explicitly. Kidon Fer Kamadir, Uvisuke, Fer Basam Yus. Alright, now the next mission. Mitarin es amikve o elim na tachte. Vi orochet min akorin. Keitzat, mei visilin shol cheres, vi shol indi omanich yon utachta, ki mitkale mayu leis chima sike, afu gisar o daye. Ho elim na tachte, ki shtei mikvois, vi shipua shol haach, ho elim im bimem sok. But then he's chesed from them. But this is the chart that Rashi mentions at first. Kim shnei mikvoi b'shepua shalah ho'el yinivim emso u'vitachu yishun emso v'yeisek izmei v'yisirei v'yeisek reisheach od l'el yei v'reisheach om vitachte v'yitzobich od v'yitzobich v'hamik reisheach yimisich hamik v'achosach ashi yadu mato shi b'shok yimato limik v'asholei. So, in other words, so by doing that, so Ashoke would be effective in order to unite the upper level mikveh that was not even so that one could be tailed in the upper level mikveh, though it has only 20 so, as a result of being united and joined with the lower level mikveh, uvitach the yeyun emso. V'yeisir, is maybe silen meiselei sheach belgin, v'rei sheach mitachte, v'tzorich la mikre sheelgin, zichat mikre choseh, ad sheyedu limato, shimishokin limato, mikva sholem kechut asaro, v'yichoshe kimi ikve echon, v'teidil afilu belgin, u'pomim sholem ayo magim amayim atrasa silen, u'v'rei shishol mato mot ikut asaro, u'kach lo kat miniach l'tachto, שאוי יצו מאי לחוץ כי שמשמע יד שאו שאיזה הורחק נקורא ולא יחשינון שם בו ולא יחשינון שם בו אודום ויפסיקה שכוסה ולא יורסו מתפיר וקש יחביס חברים על ידי כיחות עשר הור יכול הפוחס אפילו רב יהודה דמי כבריש פרק שני נגיד תפייך להתפיעה בוית לא במסתבר למימר שאחד שאורי וגם בקיסל קטון אוכל סייפה כשיפרס ויקפיק זה שום ונראה מפורש להייר אוכל וחוסר אלו בשורי אלו שהוא שום ומעסיק אלי כושר להכשיר אלי סעקר מחסוד הסער והכיר לו בשביל את רבונו, כדי אומר, לפני כמה יחרס הבית, וישם הוא מטעם זו מחיישים, ומסיר נאפי לי את הדפס. Now, I mentioned that the Rash Pshat. The Rash Pshat is that this halacha applies to the case of Shuvim. So, seeing Shuvim is only possible with Rabbanon, and the Rash Shite here is that even Kulin Shol is only possible with Rabbanon, so the Chachomim will make you that Ashoke could be affected even Shechut Asar. We don't reach Shifar Sameid or Ipsashum, but Mashiachke, if the Ashoke would be necessary, if the Ashoke would be necessary in order to unite a Mikveh Choser with a Mikveh Sholem, then a Chut Asare connection wouldn't be enough. But we would require Shifar Sameid connection. And then he says, Veishemo, Mitam Ze, Luichayshimam Bisilem, Apil Yehikatavis. So this is a shame, in other words, there are two problems in that Mishnah, two difficulties in that Mishnah. One difficulty in that Mishnah is, how could Ashoke be affected with the Chut Asare connections? After all, the Shiur of Chibur and of Biru is Shiver Asare. And here, Chut Asare is that's one touch. The other difficulty is, but that the Mishnah in Tare says that the Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin Hamitzek Vakatavres Umashki Tepiach Eim Chivo Lelitim Lelitim Tare. So that means that Katavres, if it's in the form of a slant up the hill, down the hill, so there it's Mufke of Chivo, so even with Shveres Anei there shouldn't be Chivo. So there are two separate kashas. So at first the Rash applies the Mishnah to the case of uniting a mikveh choseh with a mikveh shom. And then he has the kashe. How could it be united a mikveh choseh? One second, please, let me finish it.
No, I thought Rosh Hashiva said that at the beginning the Rosh discussed two choseros, and then he went on to...
What does the Rosh say? Mishupua shal hara egin ein bimimso, uvitachte yeish bimimso. He doesn't discuss even the first pshat, the case where both are chaseros. One is a chasero, and the other one is a shleimo. So, at first the Rash explains that applies the Mishnah to the case of uniting a mikveh chasero with a mikveh shleimo. So, that means, according to the first chat in the Rash, that you can be machshir a mikveh chasero by joining it to a mikveh shleimo with a mashu connection, even though it's less than Shifar Sarei and less than Klipas Hashem, and even though it's Ketapas. Then here's the kasha, but we see that we need Shifar Sarei in order to connect, in order to unite. So then he says no, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the case of uniting a mikveh chasero with a mikveh shleimo, but it has reference to the case of kashering a heretofore mikveh shuvo by means of joining it to a mikveh shein shuv. So, since the psul of shuv is only with rabbono, so memele the chachomim will make you that even a mashu connection, a chutasare connection, can affect a shoket and be mafkia the din of shuv. And then he says, Vishemo, that's the reason as to why mitamze lichashinom bisilei apilu yehei kechatafes. Maybe that's the reason as to why we don't, the Mishnah says that Ashoke can be affected even though it's chatafes. Shemo, he's not sure. Mashayim came in respect to the other question of how can a Chut Asare connection affect Ashoke? That's not Shema. And even in respect, so in other words, so the Rash is Ashoke. One alternative in the Rash, in the final Shite of the Rash, in the original Pshat by the Rash, so even in respect to the Shiur of the connection. So, So a Mashu connection is enough to join a Mikra Chaseiro to a Mikra Shleim. Then he says no. A Mashu connection, if it's less, is better than eight, is not sufficient to join a Mikra Chaseiro to a Mikra Shleim. But it is sufficient to be Mavkia the Din of Show. A Mashu connection is sufficient to affect Ashoke. To be Mavkia the Din of Show, because the Din of Show is only Pasul Rabbon. Is only Pasul Rabbon. But then he says, even according to his final pshat in the Mishneh, he has this topic. Maybe, in order to unite a Mikveh Haseiro with a Mikveh Shleimo, so Katafres is not a Chibur. And Katafres is a Chibur here because it only involves a Pasul Rabbon. But in order to unite a Mikveh Haseiro with a Mikveh Shleimo, so Katafres is not a Chibur. But maybe it is a Chibur, because he says Shema. So, in other words, in order to understand this Rash, we have to take notice of the Tesis in Gittin Daf Design. Tesis in Gittin Daf Design asks two Kashas, an our Gemara. And the Mishnah of Anitzek Vakatafres and Mashti Kefeach in the Chibol Eutim Loetar. One Kashi is that here it says Mashti Kefeach in the Chibol. But the Peach Latfiach is a Chibol. The Peach Latfiach is a Chibol. But the Mishnah in Mikroi says that in Mikroi Shvarasanei, in other words, that Chibur is only constituted, is only affected by Shver Zaleit connection, not the Tefiach Latfiach connection. The Tefiach Latfiach is much less than Shver Zaleit. It's even less than Klipas Hashum. So that's one kash. The second kash is here. The Mishnah Tare says, Hamitzek Vakatafkes Umashkin Tefiach Einon Chibur Loelitim Loelitim. That Katafres is no chibur. Katafres, if it's in the form of its land, there cannot be any chibur. In other words, chibur there can be between one water and the other if it's a beshbeche, an even level ground. But if it's in the form of its land, so al pidin, the water at one place cannot be considered mechuper to the water in another place, because it's in the form of katafres. But the braise in Hagige, the chovale, that Sholei Shkumeyes, who are Yeinochov, and the Tachteinochov, then Tzoyis men, so there is a machlekes between the Chardos of Sholei Vegas Beneyem, and it intermingles the water in the three Gumeyes. So there is a machlekes between Ramey and Ramyude, where the one can be tabled in the Yeino, but everybody is made that it can be tabled in Tachteino. So that means Ramyude is chelik on the din of Gudasi. But the din of Gedachis, even Rabbi Yehuda is made. And it seems that according to Teisves, even the Chachomim, who say that he cannot be Teveil in the Mtsoi, so it's for a different reason, because in Zeichu in the Arvi, but otherwise he could be Teveil if it hadn't been Zeichu. So that means that everybody agrees that Katafres is a Chibur. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can even table in Tachteino, and the Chachomim would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, except for the fact that here the Zeichuin Amar in the Mayim, but Katafres is a Chibur. That's the second kash. So Rabbi Netan, so in respect to the first kash, Rabbi Netan says, in respect to the first kash, is to the parents here it says that the Tefiach Latfiach is a Chibur. And the Mishnah in Ukraine says that the Shver Zaneid is a Chibur, the Nekev has to be as large as the Shver Zaneid. But the mind that goes through the Nekev doesn't have to be the Shver Zaneid. Only the Tefiach Latfiach is enough. That's the Teretz on the first Kashi. And in respect to the second Kashi, Rav Netam says that there is a difference between uniting two Mikveis Chaseireis and uniting a Mikveh Chaseiro and a Mikveh Shleim. The price in Chagiget Avkof Aleph, Shalosh Gumiyeis, and Yei Nochof, Tachtei Nochof, Vem Tzoyis Men, V'chadu Shal Shom Mivanas Bineyem. So there is one mikveh that is Yishleim. So they are katafrasid achibu, and the machlekes and bitachteino is certainly can be taken. Indeed, there was bizechuin, so if the chachamim would agree with Rabbi Yude that it can be taken bitachteino, if the water hadn't been zechuin. So, but why? And the machleke between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yude is only in regard to Tevel Belieno, whether we say Gudachi. But Gudachis we certainly say, according to everybody, Katav Chesid Echibo. Why? Because we have one mikve that is a Shlemo. Masha'im came here when the Mishnah in Tare says, Hamizek va Katav Chesu Masha'im Reach in Echibo Loitim Loitare, that Katav Ches is no Echibo, has reference to the case where both mikvois are Chaseres. So how did we explain that? We explained it on the basis that there are two principles. One principle is the principle of chibur. There is a concept of chibur and there is a concept of yiruv. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam that the feyach latfiyach affects chibur, but yiruv is affected only by shiveras aneim. So, but Rav Natan is made that there are two separate concepts. One concept is a concept of chibur. One concept is a concept of yiruv. But Rav Natan holds that both require the same shear. In other words, chibur and yiruv require shiveras aneid. But shiveras aneid in regard to the size of the naked itself, but in regard to the size of the mayim, the volume of the mayim, so the teirat fiyah is enough. So in other words, so chibur and yiruv are affected through a nekev kishveres aneid and mayim teirat fiyah. So this is the tenets of Rabbi Tam on the first kashi. And on the second kashi, how here the Mishnah in Tare says that Katafkas is no chibur, and the Graise in Chagigah Daf Chof Aleph says that Katafkas is a chibur. So Rabbi Tam says the Braise in Chagigah Daf Chof Aleph has reference to the case where one mitri is shleimo. So then Katafkas is a chibur. And the Mishnah in Tares, Amitzik v'Katafres, Einol Chibur, has reference to the case where both mikvois are chaseres. So again, we explain it on the basis of the two principles. In other words, that there is a concept of Chibur and there is a concept of Yiruv. Katafres, according to Rav Natan, is mufke of Yiruv. Yiruv means that there is a full intermingling, that the waters, the two waters are intermingled, so that the water in one place is considered to be in the other place, and the water in the other place is considered being the one place. In other words, just as you have in mikveh, that is beshveret. So we don't say that in each corner, in this corner where the person was stable, you only have 20 sol, you only have 10 sol, you only have 5 sol. So maybe the tefillah would be eilei, unless the group would be immersed in all the 40 so. Then it would be very difficult, practically, to immerse in proper tefillah. In proper tefillah, unless the person is very bulky, I mean, and his group can be immersed in the whole mikveh. Or, if it's not very bulky, so then you'll have to fill up with the great heights a mikveh. So then, you'll be immersed in all the 40 so. You don't have to do that. Why? Because with Aloha Viruv, so the water in one corner is considered to be in the other corner, and the water in the other corner is considered to be in this corner. That's you. And Chibur doesn't mean that the water here is over there and the water there is here. It only means that the water here is here, but if you have Chibur and no Yiruv. So what does it mean? This water is Mechuba to this water. But if there is no Yiruv, so this water is only here, and this water is only here. But the water in one place is considered attached, connected, mechuba to the water in the other place. But it's in two separate places. But one is mechuba to the other. So Hamtamshit is that Katafres is mufke of Yiruv, but Katafres is not mufke of Yiruv. That's why Hamtam says, in the Braise, in Chagigah, where one mikveh is memsor, so in order to be able to be tevil in the mikveh that is chasero, all we need is that the mikveh that is chasero should be mechuber al pidin to the mikveh that is shleim. And once it is mechuber, kolam chuber mikveh ki mikveh. So even the mikveh chasero has a chalisha mikveh. The reason is why if you are Tehillah and Mikra, there's less than them, so the Tehillah is no Tehillah. Not that the device of Tehillah requires a shield of Memso. But if it's less than Memso, it doesn't tell the Chaleisha Mikra. It doesn't tell the Chaleisha Mikra. But if it's Mechuga to Mikra, so Klam Chuga to Mikra to Mikra. So even less than Memso has a Chaleisha Mikra. And once it's a Chaleisha Mikra, you can be tabled it. So Katafres is not Mufka of Chibo. Masha'inke, if you have both Mikra Yisachaseres, so in order to be able to table in either, so there must be you. So then, that the water in this mikveh is considered to be there, so then each mikveh has memso for you. So katafres is mufke of you, but it's not mufke of him. So you see, at first, the first lashon in the Rash assumed that this din of the Mishneh, that the mashu connection is sufficient to unite a mikveh chaseiro with a mikveh shleimo. So it assumed that. But so the first version in the Rash assumed that Shveres Ameid is only necessary in order to affect Hibu. But in order to affect Hibu, we don't need Shveres Ameid. We don't need Shveres Ameid. And in other words, all we need is Tefeyach Latriach. And Mashu, and he says, Afilu Kisaro. So according to the first version in the Rash, so Afilu Kisaro means the Veyavatir. Even though from another Rash it means, it appears that Kisfut HaSaro is in less than the Veyavatir. Oh, but that's not Mucha from the Mishnah. So the other Rash accords with the Maskoli of the Rash. But in the first version of the Rash, that the Mishneh that says mitayer is a mikveh eliyim natachtei, so it means to be mitayer the eliyim chaseiro, and by joining it with the tachtei and the tishleimo, so that Rash assumed in the first version that kechut asaro means tefeyach latviyach. So in other words, apparently the first version of the Rash assumed like Rab Netan that Shveres Ameid is only a shear in the naked, but in Mayim we don't need Shveres Ameid, we only need Tefeyach Latviyach. So when is it shayach to say that the naked has to be as large as Shveres Ameid if there's a kesel in the middle? So then the naked in the so the kesel is a mafsik. So then in order that the kesel should be a mafsik, there has to be a naked as large as Shveres Ameid. But here we don't have any kesel interposed between the mikveh at the upper level and the mikveh at the lower level. All we have is a slant. It's a katafkes. So the mele, according to Rabotam Shite, that the shiur of Mayim has to be only Tefeyach Latviyach. But the shiur, Shveres Ameid is a shiur in the naked, that's only shayach in the case where there is a kesel between the two. But in the case where there is no kesel, there is no kesel, even though it's katafres, so all we need is the Tefeyach Latviyach. We don't need any nekev. A nekev, if the shiur, according to Rabotam, that the shiur of Shveres Ameid is mentioned regarding the nekev itself, when is it required that the nekev should be Shveres Ameid if there is a kesel amapsik? But if there is no kesel amapsik, why nekev altogether? Who needs a nekev? Insofar as the shiur of Mayim is concerned, so it doesn't make, if we say that Shveres Ameid is a shiur in the Mayim, so it doesn't make any difference whether there is a kesel interposed or there is no kesel. The Mayim itself has to be shiur. But according to Rabbi Tam, Shveres Ameid is not mentioned as a shiur in the Mayim, it's mentioned as a shiur in the Nekev. So the Nekev is only required if there is a kesel amapsik. But in this case, there is no case of Amapsi. So who needs a Nekev altogether? What's the yichas with the Nekev? It's not in Shayach to visualize a Nekev. Nekev is Shayach if there is a case. When there is no case of the Amapsi, so what is a Nekev? So Nekev cannot even be visualized. So all that is required is the shiur of mind that is required. Now what is the shiur of mind that is required? Even if there is a case of Amapsi. Veach Latriach, so the Melech according to Rav Natan, all we need is the Veach Latriach in order to be Mechaber, the Mikvah on the upper level and the Mikvah on the lower level. But then that's how we explain the first Lashon in the Rash. And then the other difficulty, but Katafkas is in a Chibur, so the first Lashon in the Rash agrees with Rav Natan completely that when we say Katafkas is not a Chibur, only in the case where both Mikvah is a Chaseris, but in the case where one Mikvah is a Chaseris and the other Mikvah is a Shleimo, so then Katafkas is a Chibur. In other words, Katafkas is Mufke of Iru, but it's not Mufke of Chibur. That's why the Rash mentions here in the first Lashon, in the first Pshat, Kishvei Mikvah is Bishipua Shel Aharon Elyon. Why doesn't he say Shepua? The answer is, in that case, the Rash didn't even have his Altedaitov that it would be good. Because if we call it Ramatam, it would be good. Because then it's a Gemara Mephoreshes in the Braise in Chagiga da Kofale. So, in other words, the first motion of the Rash is completely like Ramatam. So that's why the Rash is able. Rav Natan himself is able to apply this Mishneh to the case of uniting a Mikra Chaseiro with a Mikra Shleimo. So then we don't need, in order to affect Chibur, we don't need Shveras Aneid. Shveras Aneid is only a Shio in the Nekev. Here we don't need any Nekev altogether, there is no Geisel. So we only need the mind connection according to Rav Natan, so the Peach Latviach connects. So then, and Gisaro means the Peach Latviach according to the first Lashon in the Rash. The Peach Latviach. So it affects Chibur. But then there is another difficulty. But Katafkas in the Chibur? The answer is, the first Lashon in the Rash agrees with the Shit of Rav Natan. So Katafkas in the Chibur, if one Mikveh is a Shleimo, so, and he applies the Mishneh to the case where one Mikveh is a Shleimo. So then the Rash rejects that Pshat. In other words, so in his final Pshat of the Rash, he is Chilek on Rav Natan. In other words, in the final Pshat of the Rash, he agrees with the Rih that Shveras Aneid is not only Shio in the Nekev, it's a Shio in the Mayim. The Shia on the Mayim. So even the Shia on the Mayim, so even the case where there is no case of Amapsik, we still need the Shveras Aneid. And here we don't have a case of Amapsik, but we need a Mechaber, so the Mele, less than Shveras Aneid, could not be in Mechaber. So that's why he says that this Mishnah is reference to the case of being Machshir, the Psul of Shol. So seeing Shol is only the Rabbonon. So the Mele, even a Mashu can be in Mechaber. So the Mele, so he says that that's the reason as to why even a Koncho connects. And now, according to this Pshat, we don't have to say that Tzaro, that Afilu Kisaro means to be a Latviach, it can be even less than to be a Latviach. According to the first Pshat, the Rashi was forced to say that Kisaro means to be a Latviach. But then, he has a Sofik. So, in the final Pshat by the Rashi, he rejects the Shite of Rav Natan, that the Viach Latviach is in the Chaber. No, the Viach Latviach is not in the Chaber. But here, since it involves the Pshat of the Rabbonon, so even a Mashu is in the Chaber. But then, there is another Shailah. There is another Shaila. How about Katafkas being a Chibur? So he has two alternatives in the final Pshat. One alternative in the Rashi is that maybe even Katafkas is a Chibur, is a Mechaber. Katafkas is not in Arif. Not in Arif. Then the second alternative is, no, maybe Katafkas is Mufke not only of Yehud. It's Mufke even of Chibur. So the question is, how can it be Machshir and Mayim Shurim? Because it's only the Rabbah, you see. So in other words, the first Lashon in the Rash is completely like Rav Natan. On both sheets, in regard to Tefeyah Vatfiyah, being insufficient in Chaber and in Arei, and in regard to the shite that katatves is only mufge of viru, but it's not mufge of chibur. Then the second Roshi, so he definitely refutes the shite's ramnetam that tefiach latfiach is enough to be in the chaber. That shite he rejects, no? Shviferes amit is a shio mayim, and tefiach latfiach is not capable of being in the chaber. But then he has his sofik. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbanan, that katafres is only mufke of viru, katafres is not mufke of chibur. Alright. V'nira l'foresh, v'nira l'foresh, do a'ay rehoche, b'choser elo b'sholim, elo shushou, u'masiki l'koshim, v'achshir, v'isake b'chichut asam, die kilo sie der abono kilo sie kam ich das weiß wie schön mit dem sehr ich schön ein bisschen in afrika kata mi baue die karte kam ich weg mich berasti da han ich birk nur ihr und haben duchte die mit ich habe in meinem schönen pace reise a few schön a few robolache tanje bi se a few robolache in other words that's contrary to the sheet of the raive because so the rashi has told out that the sheet of all the shame except the right. In other words, the sheet of Rashi of the Rambam, of the Rashbo, of the Ram. In other words, the Raivet is Yochet. The Raivet Chite is. The Raivet Chite is that even though there is Halocha of Hashoke, once it declares Memso, so all the water that you dump, that you join to that mikveh of Memso becomes any show, but there is aloche. If ultimately the major portion of the water happens to be of the heretofore shuvim, so the soul of show is chesarimir. Midrabon, there is such aloche. Even if we are going to say that show is midraise, so still, but midrabonon, there is a locha of chesaviniya. Once, if ultimately, the major portion of the water consists of here to four shot. But Rashi is chaylik. So he says, here, I feel hope of Rashi. Tanya b'disef. Now here, there is. Tanya b'disef. Mitar b'disef mikvei, im natach b'roch im akorim. Kizat mei b'silen sholei, kishalei t'vishon schuchis. Umane yachyodei, שאו יחובו ייחו של יולם כמי יחובו שבגפן מכאן כלי מעשים לנכו מצד מקווה החוסר וציל לנכו מצד מקווה השולם וציל לנכו באמצע אבל אם אין די באילו השניים מחברון אם אין די באילו השניים מחברון ומדלוק את ריחובו משמע בגלל זה מצד זה לך יש לי כופו וצורך לדדק מה ישנה. So first of all, he mentions Tisefte. What does Tisefte say? He said to say that Bamed Borom Amurim, that if you have, let's say, mikveh that is in the fourth, that is show, and then you have another mikveh in his land that is natural, so then you can, and if you want to be the chaper to affect Hashoke between this mikveh and the upper level, and the mikveh that is on the lower level, so you take a pipe. You take a pipe, and then through the pipe you connect the two mikvahs, and then you're mafkia the din of show from the upper level mikveh. So that is if the pipe does not have any biskibu. But suppose through the water running through the pipe, so a certain biskibu was formed. So then you cannot use that pipe to connect. The two mitvoyes. Now, there is a Reb Chaim on the right. There is Hasukas Arayvit on the Rabbah. Now, this is very important. I didn't bring with me the Chiddush Rambam. But all right, the Rambam in Perek Ches Milchas Mikvoyis Halacha Zayin says as follows: Mitarel is Hamikvoyis Olim Latachnu Rochim Nakorim. Kesach Mivin Siun Shal Cheresh Olim Vachayitzvei. Shinasulein is Pesul Hashem Mikve. Umaniach is Yom Avtachto. Achi Yismal Umayim Umeishchim Asiki Achi Yisari Vamayim Shem Yisirei. Nimei Hamikve. כאחות, אפילו כיסר לדיי, והרי שני המקווי שעשירים ביניהם כמקווי אחות. אומר אבות, ותיסף זה בימוי עשירים כופו, כל שהוא פייסר. וקשרי, שהרי אומר במשנה הקיינים התאירים, שביטוי חרס, עשירים נזעבות פישי כפופים, ועבות פישי מקבלים. ואולי אבות פישי תאירו לעצמו, מכל מוקים כמשת מקבוליהם, ומקבלים סורים ממקווה, מנדעת הקלגלולים. So what does the Ravid say? The Ravid mentions this Tisefta, and it seems that the Ravid applied the Tisefta. The Ravid applied the Tisefta to the case where the Biskibul became Kofu by itself. Not that it was constructed, that it was constructed that way in order to have to be Kofu. Then it would be a real Kofu. So of course, everybody would agree that the mayim can become shol and it cannot be used as a as an instrument of unifying the upper level mikveh with the lower level mikveh. So, but here the tisefta is referenced to the case where originally when the pipe was constructed it had no biskibul. But then, because of the pressure of water, in due course, so he became kofu. So certain gumes were formed through the pressure of water constantly. So certain gumes were formed. Originally, when the pipe was constructed, it was like this. It had no biskibul. But then, as a result of water pressing upon the shalayim of the pipe, so maybe certain gumes were formed and he became kofu. So maybe it wouldn't be becoming tume. It wouldn't, such a pipe, let's say if it's a wooden pipe, that only a biskibul, only if it has a biskibul, it's becoming tume. If it's matres, so even without biskibul, it's becoming tume. Because critical matres is becoming tume. But suppose the pipe is a wooden pipe. So critical AIDS is not becoming tume. But, or suppose it's a kvacharis, it's an earthenware pipe. So Shidduch L'Cheres is not the Kabbalah, but only if it's a Kli Kibul. So suppose you had an earthenware pipe that originally when it was constructed, when it was manufactured, it did not have any Kibul. And then, through the constant pressure of the water, so certain gumes were formed. So that is Kibul. So that's a Mishnah Kibul, that it's not the Kabbalah. Nah, in other words, that's one aloche. In order to be mikabel tumeh as a kele, so the kibul, it's not enough that it has a big kibul, but it has to be deliberately made as a big kibul. In other words, for that reason, we can use, I mentioned it several times, I mean, last year I mentioned it several times, that bamboo sticks can be used for schach, even though something that is mikabel tumeh cannot be used for schach, and the bamboo sticks are hollow inside. The answer is, that's B'nai Shemayim that way. That's the way they grow. So it wasn't constructed deliberately by men in order to serve as a kibbutz, as a base kibbutz. So the Meile, it's not the Kabbutume. This is the Mishnah that the Ravid mentions. Because after the Moyasu in Kofi, that's after that the Rash mentions. A Kolchu. Pencil, the casually, Shalom of Mishnah, Kim, Atom, Shem, Kli, Cheres, Asselenis, Apopisha, Fufim, the Apopisha, the Kabli, in other words, so an earthenware pipe that at the time it was constructed, it was a Pshutate with Cheres. It didn't have any kibble. But then, in due course, as a result of the water pressing upon the Shalayim of the pipe, of the earthenware pipe, so a cavity was was formed. But it wasn't constructed deliberately to serve as a miskivu. So that type is not becoming tume. In other words, what halacha do we see? That in order to be becoming tume, so it's not enough that it has a miskivu. A bembustik is not becoming tume. A bembustik. Why? Because it wasn't constructed deliberately. It was b'dishamayim that way. And here too, the earthenware pipe, so in due course, acquired a miskivu. But it wasn't done deliberately, so mele, it doesn't tell you halish and kele, and it's not becoming to me. So yes, so we see that the Raivet understood in the when the Tisefta says we moyasilim kof of koshu penseil, it doesn't mean in moyasilim kof of koshu that when it was constructed with a mashu miskivu. This is how the Rambam understood the Tisefta. In other words, that when the Tisefta says Vimoya Asili, Kop of Koshu, so it's pay sale, so it has reference to the case where it was constructed that way. In other words, in order to have a mashup is given. In other words, why should the pipe be constructed that way? Because suppose the people want the pipe to detain, to be miyaki chips, that certain impurities that are in water. So mele, they sometimes construct the pipe that way that there should be a biskibu mash. In other words, like this, it's flat, and then in the middle they will have a few gumes in order to be miyaki the tzchulias, the chips that might be in the water that flows through it. So then it's a real kele. So mele, it becomes old. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it, because then it's a din poshul. So it's a real miskivu. But the Raivet understood that it's efte, that it's efte has reference to the case where by itself it acquired a miskivu. A miskivu was formed. So then he has the kashe. So that seems to be in conflict with the Mishnah in Kelim, that if you had an earthenware pipe, tzineya, and then by itself a gume was formed, so then it's still not becoming gume. That's the kashi. Shariyom will be kashali, shariyom will be mishne akili matelim, shebikuli cheres, hasilenis avopi sheikufi. Why? We have our kishe mikabim. They can contain something, but inasmuch as by itself it was formed, it wasn't constructed deliberately. So mele, it's still not becoming tume. So the mele, it should be kosher to affect Ashoke with this elay. Why does it set the same? That even though it became kufim by itself, it wasn't constructed deliberately to serve as a miskibu. But by itself it became a miskibu. So it's possible to affect Ashoke. So what is the shite of the Raivet? So Reb Chaim explained the shite of the Raivet, that the Raivet shite is, so the way Reb Chaim understood the Raivet as saying is that the Raivet himself is made it, that even if the pipe is kofuf, so the water that passes through the pipe does not become shol. Why? Because in order to become shol, it must pass through a kelim that has a halashim kelim. And just the fact that it has a miskibul, that does not give it a halashim kelim. Only if the kibul was deliberately constructed. And here, the miskibul was formed by itself. But here, the purpose of the pipe is to affect Ashoke, to unite the upper level mikveh with the lower level mikveh. So in order to affect Ashoke, so then one has to be able to be tevil in the pipe itself. Now the halacha is that you cannot be tevil bekeil. That's with the rising, you cannot be tevil bekeil. So the melee, because the tefillah has to be b'sichah karki, and Eve it had a halation kale. So at one time, even if you install it in the karke, so you cannot be taming. This is the reason as why the Rambam says Halikeach kul godu Pelvot aloch adalet Halikeach kul godu Kigin chobies Gdeilo yarim omdeilo Vinokve nekev amitare Vikomi be'aretz Vyoso umikve harizi kosher. Why does he say that only if it's nokve nekev amitare? Because if it's not nokve nekev amitare, even though he installed it in the karke, but Tolush is a Tchile HaMetolush, so the Mele, there is no Tchile Bikarke. But if he was not naked in the Givantare, so the Shemtiri was Boka. And in addition, he installed it in the karke, so the Mele is considered like Tchile Bikarke. But if it's not naked in the Givantare, so even though, so the Mele, it's not Tchile Bikarke. So in other words, Tfile cannot be Bisechakele, it has to be, Tfile has to be Bisechakele. So he says a similar one this in the Raive. The reason is why the Raive says that in the case where the pipe has a kibble, even though the kibble was not constructed deliberately, but it was formed by itself. So even though it's not the Kabutume, so the water that passes through that pipe will not become shallow. But in order to unite one mikveh with another mikveh, so you must be able to be tabled inside the pipe. Now, if it has a biskibul, so the shita of the Raivad is, if it has a biskibul, even though the biskibul was not constructed deliberately, but still a biskibul, it is. If it doesn't have a biskibul and it's installed in the karke, so then it's considered anyone who will be taming. Let's say you will drop a needle in the pipe, in the water. So it will be considered like filled with a karke. But if the pipe has a biskibul, even though the biskibul was not constructed deliberately, but it's not considered, since it has a biskibul, so it's not considered filled with a karke. And if the pipe is not whole to be tabled in it, so the melee cannot unite one mikveh with the other. So according to Rabbi Chaim's pshat in the Raive, when the Raive says psulim mikveh, he means, and that's implicit in the washing, that you cannot be tabled inside the pipe, but so it will not become. Whereas according to the Rambam, since the biskibul was not constructed deliberately, so you can even be tabled in the pipe in spite of the biskibul, because the biskibul came by itself, was formed by itself. Now let's see how the rash is chilik on the pshat of the Raive. According to the Raive, so if the pipe is coupled, it has a biskibul that was formed by itself, so then shall it doesn't become. But it's possible as a mikveh, because it wouldn't be tefillah b'karke. As long as anything that is installed in the karke and has a biskibul, so is not considered to be tefillah b'karke. But so it won't become. But the lashon of the Rashi is that it becomes shol. So he says,